Hey everyone, Novaline here, your guide through the wild world of technology and how it affects our lives. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's whispering sweet nothings in your ear, begging you to just check one more thing? Well, you're not alone. Today, we're tackling a big one. Setting realistic goals for reducing your phone use because let's face it, sometimes that little device can feel like the villain of our lives. But before we dive into those goals, remember this. It's not about demonizing technology. It's about reclaiming control, finding balance, and using these powerful tools in a way that actually serves us, not the other way around. Think of this as a friendly detox, a chance to recalibrate and rediscover all the amazing things you can do when you're not glued to your screen. So, how do we go about setting those realistic goals? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Start small, think big. Imagine trying to run a marathon without any training. Not going to happen, right? It's the same with phone use. Instead of aiming for drastic cuts overnight, start with small, achievable goals. Maybe it's turning off notifications during dinner or committing to 1 phone-free hour each day. These tiny victories build momentum and lead to bigger changes over time. Identify your triggers. Ever notice how you reach for your phone out of boredom, stress, or even just habit? Pinpointing these triggers is crucial. Are you a social media scroller? Do you constantly check emails first thing in the morning? Once you know your patterns, you can start to consciously break them. 3. Design your environment. Think about your surroundings and how they influence your phone use. Is your bed a tech-free zone? Have you banished your phone from the dinner table? Creating physical boundaries helps create mental ones too. 4. Find alternatives, rediscover yourself. Remember those hobbies you used to love? That book you've been meaning to read? Replace mindless scrolling with activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. You might be surprised at how much time and happiness you rediscover. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Every time you resist a phone urge, every hour spent unplugged, celebrate it. Treat yourself to something small but meaningful, like a walk in nature or a cup of your favorite tea. These little rewards keep you motivated and remind you that you're on the right track. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend who was struggling with phone addiction. She felt constantly drained, missing out on real life moments, and just plain overwhelmed by the constant buzzes and notifications. She decided to implement our 5 key takeaways. First, she started small by setting aside her phone during dinner. Then, she realized that checking emails first thing in the morning made her anxious. So, she replaced it with a calming cup of tea and a few minutes of journaling. She rediscovered her love for painting and even joined a hiking group. Sarah's story isn't unique, it's a testament to the power of small changes and conscious effort. So, what's one thing you can do today to reduce your phone use? Maybe it's turning off those distracting notifications, setting a timer for social media, or simply putting your phone away during meals. Remember, every step counts. The goal is not to become a tech recluse, but to find balance and reclaim your time and attention. Before we wrap up, let's recap those key takeaways. Start small, identify your triggers, design your environment, find alternatives, and celebrate your wins. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these tips. You could be the hero in the fight against phone addiction. We'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of Your Phone is the Villain, where we explore the fascinating and sometimes frustrating world of technology and its impact on our lives. Until then, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep those screens up, Betty.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.